In today's first reading from Philippians, we hear, quote, I consider everything as a loss because of the supreme good of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, unquote. Hello again. Today is the feast of a radical monastic saint whose life witness and in the witnesses of his fellow monks has embodied the teachings of Jesus revealed in today's readings. Almost 1,000 years ago, Bruno of Cologne established the strictest monastic order in the church when he developed a way of having hermits live in community. The community still exists and indeed continue to flourish and provide a radical witness to Jesus Christ today. In 1084, Bruno of Cologne led a small band of followers into the wilderness of the French Alps to fully embrace the call of Jesus Christ, that whoever does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple, is the great phrase. In a tradition unbroken for over 900 years, Carthusians live as sons and daughters of St. Bruno, inspired by the desert fathers of early Christianity, who thronged to the desert to lead solitary lives in poverty of spirit. Today, in 24 communities throughout the globe, Carthusian monks and nuns enter into an austere silence and solitude, stripped of the comforts and consolations found elsewhere. There, God leads them on a journey of surrender that surpasses the illusory happiness of worldly success and possessions. And yet the Carthusians are something of a contradiction, a group of hermits living in community. In a day punctuated by manual labor, mass and common prayers, the monks' primary work takes place in their cells, where they live alone with God. The schedule has changed little in the last millennium. In their solitude, they are dead to the world. So complete is their anonymity that all gravestones read only a Carthusian. Ignatius of Loyola considered this the highest form of religious life. The monk's day is structured by the liturgy of the hours, the prayer of the church, which one celebrates every couple of hours in their oratory. It is filled by simple activities designed to help the monk to live in the presence of God, to let God, by all the receptive capacities God has endowed us with. As stated in their charter, quote, the more the monk has lived in cell, the more willingly will he dwell there, provided his time there is spent in a fruitful and orderly way, reading, writing, reciting psalms, praying, meditating, contemplating, and working. During this time, let him accustom himself to tranquil listening with his heart, which allow God to penetrate it by all ways and means of access. Unquote. Silence is the air the solitary monk breathes. The monastic tradition called it, quote, the language of the world to come, unquote. From being an exterior discipline, it is gradually interiorized, a mystery of communion with a Trinitarian love that so surpasses our busy words and concept. Next to today's homily is a link to a site listing their daily ordo of hours. Also, there are two other links. One is a trailer to a movie titled Into the Great Silence, a movie which some 15 years ago was filmed in the Carthusian monastery of Chartreuse. The entire film is quite profound, and yes, the monastery in Chartreuse is where the famous liqueur is developed. If you see the entire film, you will never drink a glass of Chartreuse in the same way again. Now, I should note that, while I have never met a Carthusian monk or nun, I became quite familiar with one particular Carthusian. His name, Dom Thomas Werner Moore. You see, his life became the impetus for my doctoral dissertation and helped spur my academic research. Allow me to explain why. Much of my research as a psychologist of religion was inspired by this man, the example. He was an amazing American Catholic figure, having been the second American Catholic priest psychologist, and later the first American Catholic priest psychiatrist. an attachment of his life in a chapter of my book is available in the link provided next to this homily. Moore began at the turn of the 20th century. His religious life as a Paulist priest, and 20 late years later became a Benedictine monk, and was one of the founders of St. Anselm's Priory here in Washington. Then, after 25 years later, in the late 40s, he entered the Carthusian Monastery in Miraflores, Spain. And then, a few years later, he helped to found the first and only Carthusian Monastery in the United States. During Moore's long academic career, he would write over 20 books, many of them dealing with the relationship between religion and psychology. At a time when many Catholics were skeptical of the new science of psychology, Moore set out to show that science and religion were not incompatible, that psychology and Catholicism could interact, could reinforce and help one another. Another focus of Moore's research was child psychology. He worked at Children's Hospital here in Washington, and he was particularly interested in working with developing disabled youth. He worked in Virginia at a disabled youth home. So in 1947, at age 70, Moore retired from Catholic University. For several years, he had felt a call to live the contemplative life more deeply. And so that's when he applied to the Carthusians in Spain. Of course, he didn't speak Spanish, but he didn't need to. They didn't speak, hardly. There were none. He was later asked to begin his training and set a new charter house in Vermont. Under the name Don Pablo Moore was the first American citizen to make solemn vows in the order of Carthusians. Soon his superiors suggested he start that American charter house, which he did, helping to found it, titled the Transfiguration Charter House in Vermont. It is still the only such community in the United States. So folks, whether found in the life of St. Bruno, or in the life and witness of Dom Thomas Vernon Moore, we may find meaning and the power to witness the Word of God revealed in today's scriptures and through the sacred silence of the Carthusian order of men and women. And does it not give us consolation to know that these men and women arise late at night as well as early in the morning to sing praise to our God and to pray for the rest of humanity? Amen.